If a Boston-area man got the training and weapons, he wanted to attack a shopping mall. That's the allegation made by federal prosecutors. The attack was not imminent, prosecutors say, nor was the suspect ever armed to follow through. But his arrest highlights the increasing number of homegrown terror suspects. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The man at the center of the alleged plot is an American citizen. His name is Tariq Mihana. Prosecutors say he and a handful of others allegedly discussed attacking a shopping mall and even talked about which entrances to use so they could kill the most people. The men allegedly abandoned the idea when they couldn't get the automatic weapons they wanted for the attack. What has got terrorism officials worried is the connection to terrorists overseas. Acting U.S. Attorney Michael Laux announced the arrest yesterday.
It's further alleged that Mihana wanted to be a soldier for jihad.
Laux said Mihana and his co-conspirators were willing to go just about anywhere to get the terrorist training they needed.
Members of the conspiracy traveled to Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, and sought training at various camps, including from the terrorist group Lashkar-e-Taiba and from the Taliban.
Lashkar-e-Taiba is a Pakistani group thought to have been behind the attacks in India last year. And those are the kinds of links Karen Greenberg, the executive director of the Law and Security Center at New York University, finds troubling.
The question really is, are more homegrown Americans training in Pakistan, al-Qaeda training camps than before? And if so, how do we counter this, which I think is what these arrests show?
Mihana is just the most recent example. Last month, a Denver man was accused of getting explosives training at an al-Qaeda camp in Pakistan. Prosecutors say that man, Najibullah Zazi, planned to use what he learned to blow up targets in New York. Another example, a Long Island man named Bryant Neal Vinius. He was arrested in Pakistan late last year after training in an al-Qaeda camp there. He allegedly provided al-Qaeda with details on the Long Island Railroad system.
We know now that there are persons who law enforcement seems to be monitoring and watching.
Again, NYU's Greenberg.
They seem to have a very good sense of people that they watch, and suddenly they're able to arrest because they get the weapons they need, they design the targets, they make themselves almost operational.
Mihana's arrest in Boston seems to fit the pattern. Until recently, this idea of homegrown terrorists was mostly a European problem. Officials there estimate as many as 3,000 people in Europe have trained at al-Qaeda camps and could potentially strike Western targets. No one is sure what the number is here. What is clear is that it doesn't take a recruiter to convince someone to go to a terrorist training camp anymore.
Clearly, there's a sense in which these guys are becoming radicalized on their own.
Sam Raskoff used to work on the intelligence desk at the New York Police Department.
At some point, though, they switch from being self-starting entrepreneurs to people who want to join the organization. And I think it's that transition that is terribly interesting and that we don't know yet enough about.
In the Boston case, Mihana wanted to join the organization, but here's what's unusual. The organization turned him down. He went to Yemen to try to find a jihadi camp to accept him, and he didn't make the cut. He came back to the U.S. without training. The concern is that means there are so many Westerners streaming into these camps, terrorist trainers can pick and choose. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.